It's been 12 years since John Perkins shocked readers with his autobiographical account of abetting corporate machinations to impose crippling debt on small third-world nations in his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
We were hired often by the U.S. government or the World Bank or one of those organizations to go to other countries and set up deals that made it very easy for our corporations to go in and get rich off those countries by building big infrastructure projects there and also by taking their resources, oil, cheap labor, bauxite, whatever.
Perkins has now updated that book with a lot of new material in response to what he sees as a worldwide worsening of the problems he documented.
In the last years, everybody's been hit. Europe, the United States, this whole idea of inflating people with debt has just gotten huge. There's credit card debt, healthcare debt, so many types of things like that. The systems that I helped to develop as an economic hitman have been turned against just about everybody in the world.
He points to the crises affecting Greece and other prominent member nations in the European Union as examples. But closer to home, Perkins says that the similarly induced burden of staggering debts for college graduates is also part of a larger social issue.
I talk to so many students who tell me things like, I really wanted to go out and make the world a better place. I wanted to work for environmental causes. But now I have a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of debt. So I'm going to have to work for a big corporation for 5 years to pay off my debt. Then I can do what I want to do. But chances are, once they get into that corporation, they're going to find a spouse, get married, buy a house, have children. They're going to go deeper and deeper into debt and never get out of that spiral. And I think that's intentional.
All this is just part of what Perkins has labeled the death economy, which has dominated American politics for the last half century. Recognizing that, he says, is a critical first step toward changing it.
We need to convert that death economy that consumes resources and is basically consuming itself into a life economy, one that allows people to make money off cleaning up pollution, regenerating destroyed environments, creating new technologies that use the sun and the air for energy, that create better forms of communication and transportation and banking system. There's an incredible opportunity waiting for us to create a new type of economy, and that's really where we need to go.
The key to leveraging such change, Perkins believes, lies in mobilizing the millions of consumers upon whose purchasing power the corporate bottom lines rely.
Consumer movements have incredible power. When I was in college, with apartheid in South Africa, we boycotted or threatened to boycott corporations that supported it, and they ended it. Or I went to school in Boston. The Charles River was terribly polluted. There were rivers on fire with pollution. We convinced corporations to clean them up. We convinced corporations to open their doors much wider to women and minorities. And in all these areas, there's still work to be done, but we've had tremendous power getting corporations to label how many sugars are in their food, how much calories, etc. Those have all been done through consumer movements.
Perkins' more detailed analysis of this prescription, along with his diagnosis of how we got there, is the core of his latest book, New Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.